to the Destruction Podcast, episode 10.
Well, my mission, according to my national objectives...
Oh, you're going to get it. I can wait that long.
Sucks out loud.
Japan, how about if we... I'm going to move the Sea of Japan into this...
No, don't move.
Oh, blue, I see what you're doing. Yes, you can take that over.
Into the blue Marshall.
Oh, you did move up some shibbies, eh?
I did. I brought the
Anzac. Put them in order of defense?
I brought the Anzac guys up here.
All right, that's good. That makes it easier for later.
For later, yes, but not for now.
No, but that's nice. That works well. You see, you got subs out there for the old states, eh?
States thinks he's going to float in and fucking take over
the comeback. What? Hopefully you'll take all of your destroyers off the board and the subs can come in and just fuck with you.
How much are tanks?
$6.
Yeah, that fucking sucks.
I'd either like to see them at $5 again, but if they were, they'd have to be attack at 3, defend at 2.
Yeah, but the comparing artillery.
$6 in all the games. And 42.
It's $5, 6 and 6. I mean, it's $5, 3 and 3. Those are fucking strong.
In 42, that's what it is, yes.
And you utilize the tanks a lot more. It almost makes...
Germany, why would you buy anything but tanks?
Why buy... Yeah.
For $5, the defend at 3, the attack at 3, they should be $6.
Well, in the original, in classic, they're 3 and 2, and then you develop heavy tanks, or super tanks.
Yeah, but that's your separate super thing. Tank. That's not a...
Yeah, but that brings it up. You know what I mean?
Okay, buddy. I'll get the beers.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, eh?
You need one, Ray?
No, I'm okay.
Okay, you got one harp in here, just to remind you.
Oh! I should have grabbed that.
Even that after the Guinness.
I will have that.
Just for the listeners, I don't know when you will be listening to this, but today is the 18th of March.
We worked yesterday.
And I don't know about Muggsy, I haven't asked him yet, but Ray worked yesterday.
Oh, yes.
I was at a family party, and then we went to Clancy's, and it was jam-packed and had one green fucking pitcher of beer.
Nice.
And a shot of Jameson each. I was not happy about the beer being green, but I drank it. We went about 10 o'clock, and we only stayed for the one pitcher. They were so packed, they didn't even have any glasses. They gave us little fucking 6-ounce plastic.
Yeah, you can't drink beer out of plastic. Come on,
it was
people.
Like shots of beer.
Yeah, exactly.
Two swigs, and I had to refill the fucking thing.
Yeah.
But it was so packed in there that we just said, and Tanya had to work in the morning.
Well, it being on a Sunday, or on a Saturday this year.
Saturday is a perfect storm for St. Patrick's.
I didn't even do anything. I just went home. I just drank at home because I knew it was going to be retarded everywhere.
We went,
you should have seen downtown St. Catharines. The lineup to get in was as long as the buildings, and it didn't matter what fucking home.
We weren't in downtown, we were by the Penn Center.
People on the street going back and forth.
Yeah, the family thing we had was at my cousin's house, and she lives near
Glendale. Oh, yeah, that would be crazy.
Glendale and Glenridge.
Oh, shit.
Which is a fucking mile from the university. Almost all the houses in that area are rented out to fucking university kids.
Yeah.
We went to the liquor store down by there. Fucking green bitches everywhere. We come down Glendale. Every other fucking house had a house party on the fucking lawn. Green bitches puking everywhere. Guys hanging off of trucks. Fucking everybody was drinking and walking all over the place. And, you know, he's got a great little place. His backyard is the soccer field for Dennis Morris school. So we went out and played soccer for a while. My shins are fucking damaged heavily to prove it. I played goal. I don't run around. But it was like, it's all college kids there. And it being on a Saturday,
ridiculous.
It was just fucking crazy. If I'd have worked, Ray had a good night. If I'd have worked, I'd have made good money, but we had that family.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. And it didn't start off good. I made, because what?
It's your turn.
Later. Hey, yeah, wait until
I. Shut up.
Are you going to...
buying 2 infantry, that's $6.
Are you going to marshal
and an
this
artillery.
On your thing? Oh, you're still purchasing.
And an artillery.
Japan?
I can do that twice.
Purchase
and
units. We haven't even gone one round.
2 infantry. Beautiful. That works out fantastic. $20 is a fighter, 2 infantry, and an artillery. This is an exciting move for me. I'm fucking looking forward to this like crazy. My battleships are now repaired, right?
Nope, you're not at a seaport.
What?
You are not at a seaport owned by you.
This battleship...
Well, factories. You have to buy a miner first to put before you go to...
You don't have to. You can buy... For 30 bucks, you can buy the main... The big
major?
One. The major factory for 30 bucks.
And I can put it on anything 3 or more?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
But not in foreign territory. You cannot put a major in Norway.
You have wounded battleships. He has wounded battleships.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a good battle.
This week, there's very little coughing. I got to throw that out there.
We're all getting better.
A lot better.
I'll have less editing to do.
Nice weather going on here.
Oh, fuck. It's like 70
degrees.
It's been
20 degrees for the last 3 days.
Yeah, I go with Fahrenheit. I don't know.
I don't like Fahrenheit.
People say 20 degrees, and I'm like, that sounds really fucking cold. No.
Even though my house is set in Fahrenheit, and that's what I go by. I just...
72 degrees is a lot easier. We set our furnace to 70.
Mine's at about 68, 69 usually.
You'd probably save $100 by setting it at
that low. Actually, probably not, because my windows are so bad, it doesn't matter.
Well, yeah, I got a question.
Yeah, but if you had it at 72, imagine how much furnace wouldn't shut off.
I want to take my transport ships.
Yes.
This is a combat zone right now because we have a battle going on.
Yes.
Fairly large one. I want my transport ships to come in here, pick up and drop off.
No. You can't pick up in a hostile territory.
Are you crazy?
I can't do it after.
No. You could pick these guys up, bring them in.
Hey, look. Doesn't that look familiar?
Yeah. And on the predication that you win the fight, drop off there.
They'd be lost at sea.
If you lose, they're still loaded here. In the sea zone they start from.
That's quite similar to the...
That's the part A, part B.
But you can't come in and pick up in a hostile sea zone and drop off.
Okay, fair enough.
But then what do you...
I am rolling my development. Come on!
He's got a lab there too. I thought you said you had no labs anywhere.
I got fucking labs I haven't even used yet.
That's not true. You used both now.
We're in round 5 right now. Oh, he's going to totally crush this, but we're going to kill some stuff.
Oh, I hope you kill lots of stuff. I've been rolling like crapola over here, so...
Bringing your aircraft carriers in to take hits, or are you leaving them out to sea?
I haven't decided yet. Okay. They need to have...
Probably better for you to kill everything and then bring the aircraft carrier in to land on.
I'm looking at.
I gotta kill. The main thing to do here is kill 3 destroyers at least.
Muggsy man?
Hopefully I kill more.
This is gonna be a lot of fun.
Ooh, he's coming into Buryatia. From Amur to Buryatia.
With a whole lot of chips.
And if he wins that,
20 pieces each.
Russia is fucking wide open for him. What are you coming in with, Ray? You got a damaged battleship. Yeah, good thinking. You got a damaged battleship, 2 cruisers, 2 submarines, 3 destroyers.
These are all up here.
Four attack bombers, 4 fighters, and 3 strategic bombers coming in on 2 damaged U.S. battleships, 2 U.S. cruisers, 1 destroyer, 2 loaded aircraft carriers with 2 attacks and 2 fighters, an Anzac destroyer, an Anzac sub, and an Anzac cruiser. With 3 American submarines sitting in the Hawaiian Islands waiting for the destroyers to die.
Good move bringing that Anzac fleet up there.
Yeah. It was good. They're going to die, but they're going to hopefully do some damage or take some hits so the other shit can do some damage.
Yeah, that would be beautiful.
Man, Japan's got so many directions to go in right now, though. They need to burn a road. Taking 2 points there. Muggsy's got the board. That's 2 for Japan, thanks, 2 Muggsy. Down for the Soviet Union. And I think he's probably going to turn around and go for Korea.
I am. Yeah. That's why I sucked back.
This would be so much attrition if you came into Buryatia.
I know, but if he sucked back one more time and then all of these went in there, it's like, holy fuck.
Yeah, you got kind of a dilemma.
And eventually he might have a little pressure. He could send 2 tanks. Now he's got a force.
He's going to make a wall of defense here for the Japanese coming up through the north.
Because if these guys sucked back and these tanks went forward, they would be in position to hit next time.
To attack. He can't attack with just infantry, but with tanks...
Well, you could if you're coming into half of what... If he had 20 ones against 10 twos, I would do that.
I would do that, too.
Because that's two ones on a two.
Yeah, but Korea's worth more to you than coming up here.
Korea is worth a lot to me right now, yes.
However... If you come up here and you win that fight in Buryatia...
That's it. I'm eat, gobbly, chew.
You start walking this way...
Tanks.
He's spending less money to fight the Germans, and the Germans will have an easier time over there. So, I don't know. It's a tough decision to make, though. But Korea is worth three. And if you don't attack that, you know the Americans are building a factory there.
Where'd that guy come from?
You just split him up.
Don't you have to take a chip off, then?
I did.
He did. Oh. Huh. Really? I don't see no motherfucking chips.
Where's that chip?
Where is that confounded chip?
I see an awful lot more chip? Motherfuckers on the boat now than there was before.
I ain't seen the chip.
But I don't see no goddamn chips getting shot at.
Yeah, I'll bring the tanks, too.
Bring them all. Bring some fighters in, too.
Bring those to the waters. Let them die.
You got fighters in Hunan you could be using.
Oh, I know. I haven't got there yet. I'm working my way south.
Yeah. I'm working my way north. Fucking forget the south. If I was you, I would head Sichuan. Because you will not win in Yunnan. But you can hit Sichuan with an awful lot of guys. But then you could head for fucking Stalingrad. See, this... With you not coming into Buryatia and trying to get the Russians to turn around, coming this way with these guys, you're right outside Stalingrad. Now he's got to spend money coming back to get the Japanese out of Stalingrad.
Shouldn't talk to you while it's my turn.
You asked me what I would do, and I'm telling you what I would do.
I'm not doing that.
However, that does take guys away from the Sichuan fight.
I am going to do exactly that and back it up with a couple of tanks later.
I only came in here a couple times in the last 2 weeks. One time to clean the garage out, and I took a look and I said, those three units there can fucking cause all kinds of havoc in Russia. Because now he's got to turn around.
I've seen that earlier. My plan is to drop these guys here.
What?
These two tanks.
Well, they're dead, but it makes you turn around and take guys away from the German front.
Well, for a little bit.
Oh, no,
it's almost a no-brainer, but then I thought, those three guys would really help out in the Burma Road, but all you're really doing is fucking with China, and you don't need to now. You got all of China. But now the Brits can come up and cause havoc up there. But that's the Brits going one direction rather than the other direction, so you're...
Yeah, but they don't have to come this direction.
The Brits?
I mean...
No. Sure they do. They gotta take Cairo back. Not to mention they could come up and help Russia that way, but they got to come up and deal with the Japs if he comes this way. The Japanese are really... You're hardly ever going to see where the Japs take their six cities and win the game. What the Japs do is take money away from America on the Atlantic board and make them spend it in the Pacific. That's the whole purpose of the Japanese in this game. To get the Americans to spend money over here so that there's less pressure on the Germans.
Yeah.
You're rarely going to win as Japan in this game. You're diverting funds away from the war in the Atlantic. I mean, that's my theory anyway. If Japan does it right,
theory.
Japan could be collecting theory. 70, 80 bucks. But he didn't take any of the Dutch East Indies. None of those islands down there, and he gets huge money for
these
those.
Guys came from here.
One, he didn't do that.
Two.
And he should have.
Three. And that came from there.
Darling.
He doesn't even have Hong Kong yet.
I'm going to change it up just a tiny little bit here.
Is that still our favorite game? I mean, I love playing Global. But we don't play it enough for it to be our favorite. And it's fucking
weird. I really enjoy it. I don't know it that well. I love 42.
What do you think? Anniversary's the
Anniversary's
best one?
Awesome.
Anniversary,
I love Anniversary.
Is the best one.
I like the original. And I like 42. I really...
The original now is kind of a... cleansing the palate, sort of.
It is.
After a global game, it's great to play.
Yeah, because it's fun. Because earlier I was thinking, I was like, after this, if we get into another game, we should probably play the original.
We can play Classic. Maybe John will be here. We can fucking play Classic.
We don't have it.
You didn't bring the maps?
Didn't bring the maps.
Oh, fuck. I guess we'll have to play another game of global.
And what I wanted to do, is I'm taking your anniversary out.
Yeah.
And I'm going to lay it on plastic and just leave it there and try to flatten it out because it's fucking, it's just, it's wired.
You know what I'm thinking?
Because the paint and everything, it's going to chip and shit. It's so nice. Take a picture of it.
You know what I want to do? I want to get some foam board. You know the Bristol board they sell with the foam on
it? Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I just bought some of that.
Glue that underneath and then cut it into squares.
As long as it doesn't buckle. Oh, it'd be great. Stack it up.
Yeah, and then it'll fit in the box. Cut it into squares, it'll fit in the box. Get this map in the box, and we can carry it around everywhere and just place it down. When you put the plastic down, it'll hold it all in place.
That would look cool. Okay, well, I've got two more planes to figure out what the hell I'm going to do with, and then after that, the rest is non-combatology.
I'm rolling a shit ton of dice. Oh, he's coming out there.
Yeah. I'm coming down here. All that.
From Hunan, 1-2. Oh, they can go back to where they started.
Nope. Oh, yeah, that's right. But this one here came from here, and it went 1, 2, 3. One of them has to land here.
Oh, okay.
I'm all right there.
What did you have?
I'll take a harp. Absolutely.
Fucking beautiful. Look at that thing.
That's beautiful color. I'd love to have my gold wing that color.
What is that? Is that a cider or a lager?
Lager.
Lager.
What's a cider? Strongbow's a cider. I don't like cider.
I don't like Strongbow.
I don't like wheat.
Strongbow.
Have you ever tried Dickin?
No.
Hot Dickin cider?
A hot Dickin cider?
My lady likes to mix it up. She likes 7-Up and ciders.
I got that all. Strongbow is named after a guy, an English, I don't know if he's English, but he came from England. He kicked the shit out of the Irish, the Catholic Irish. In the fucking 1200s.
I like how you specify.
In the 1200s.
Well, you have to specify in the 1200s.
Yeah. 800 years ago, that's how long the fucking Irish have had to deal with the goddamn English in Ireland. He came down, kicked their asses.
It's inevitable. What are we going to do today? Well, we can't go anywhere unless we got vessels. Let's go pick up the Irish.
You can almost see. That's the thing. The Irish are like the fucking redheaded stepchildren of
England.
And like England was so fucking nice to everybody in the fucking world except their fucking neighbors, the Scots and the Irish. Yeah. They fucking treated them like shit.
Yeah, fucking right they did.
But everybody on the other side of the planet, they're nice as fuck too.
Yeah.
Fucking English.
I see why you hate England so much.
Well, that's through an Irish perspective. You're looking at the English perspective. These guys are a fucking pain in the ass.
Yeah,
we keep
the fuck?
Knocking them off. They keep coming back.
That's
they eat the fucking potatoes.
We're clearly superior to them militarily, but they keep fucking around.
How come they wipe all the 1,000 horses? There's only two of them.
Why can't they just bow down like India and Africa and fucking everybody else?
Yeah, that's about it. Because they're drunk and stubborn fucks.
They're stubborn. Irish are... I love Ireland. But the Irish are so fucking stubborn, they can't even agree with each other about killing the fucking English.
That's true.
The IRA would have fucking
dominated. Okay, I was wondering if you wanted to sip. But I'll cheer.
No, we don't want to sip. Cheers. Fuck you. Sip your own fucking beer.
I thought you were...
No, do you want to try the harp?
Oh, yes.
I don't want to try the harp.
Fuck, the harp is like no taste.
You know what you should do is pour a Guinness on top of that.
It's like fucking
that's
blank.
That's, no, that's bitter. That's bitter and delicious.
Ooh, is it? Maybe I do want to taste good. It.
Like, you want to try it.
I like shitty tasting beer.
So well, no, this one here is, it leaves you with a burnt tongue.
A little touch on the tongue.
That's really good.
All right, I agree with harp. It's all right.
Harp's good. Okay, boys, this is it. I've moved the last ones in here. These fight on 3.
That's why, as far as American beer goes, I like Sam Adams. Very strong.
That's
tasting beer. I like it. Yeah.
This Budweiser's
good. Those are threes on their own.
This guy's a three, yes. Okay.
All the rest of these.
The rest of those tacks are fours.
And these are fours.
Fours, yes.
Okay,
so. You got a lot of fours.
Did you have a sip of Bud after that harp yet? It's like fucking water.
Well, that's like having a Canadian after Blue. That's got to be the worst.
Canadian's not bad.
After Blue?
Blue is shit.
That's what I mean. Like, if you drink Blue all night and somebody gives you Canadian, it's like, holy fuck, here, give me something liquid in it. This is like eating fucking grass. Because it's so thick and such a heavy lager as opposed to a Pilsner.
Okay, you done talking? Let's start killing.
I'm going to do this one right here. We're looking at 4 threes. I'm going to lose heavily. A couple of fighters. The Japanese are coming in.
I only got 2 twos. You might not lose anything.
Well, here we go.
4 fighters on 2 destroyers.
Got 2.
All right, that's everything then. The sub lives, the transports die. I'm looking for 2 twos, and I got 1. Beautiful. I got to kill these Japanese fighters 1 at a time, and that's fine.
That's about it.
That's about how it works, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's beautiful.
Good thing you brought that.
You know what's beautiful? Rolling dice. Let's
this right here off. Is sitting at a 1, 2 twos, and a 3.
Where?
I'm talking the Philippines. We're coming in the States. We're going to fucking hit hard. A 1, miss. 2 twos, please. 2 twos. Ha ha. Greedy.
I got 2 twos.
One more for the kill.
Fuck you.
One more for the fucking.
Missed. Okay.
2 twos and a 4.
I got 2 twos and a 4. Oh, hang on.
What?
Forget it. What am I doing? I could have scrambled and killed the transports.
What?
Oh.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that, or else I wouldn't do that.
Too late. You're dead.
That's stupid. You can't... Can you
it's
really
an amphibious
do that?
Assault, yeah. I got an air base there.
Yeah. Yes, you do have an air base there.
Well, then I'm not doing that.
All right, I'm going to let you reconsider then, because I can come up here, because you didn't bring anything in. If you brought this aircraft carrier in, the aircraft carrier could take a hit. You got no planes. It doesn't matter.
Bring it in. It was coming in after. I didn't... You know what?
Okay. Now I have to decide whether I'm going to roll
the... I'm new at
the
scramble.
Leave him on the ground to roll against your guys or try to hit your...
Well, what's he doing? He's rolling a 2. You're rolling a 4.
This is a 0. I can keep fucking hitting it, actually. The aircraft carrier doesn't help
you. It doesn't attack. No, it doesn't attack.
Well, then what are you doing?
Because if I do scramble up like that, you don't get to roll because it's no attack.
Unless you want to take something away from that.
I'm reconsidering.
Okay, I'm
going to
let you redo that.
I'm reconsidering this move because I wasn't...
We forgot about the scramble.
I didn't know that.
This guy could scramble. If you don't have anything coming in that can hit it...
I understand that.
It would just destroy everything and all your guys would die too. So.
Nobody would do that.
They came from here, right?
Yes, they came from there.
Unfamiliar with the rules.
Yes. Scrambling just saved the Philippines, people.
Don't really care.
I'm glad I thought of it before I fucking rolled the dice, because I roll the dice, I'm committed.
No. We gotta play it right. This is the right. But if you scramble, can I fucking zero? Can I commie?
No, because you don't own this one yet.
Okay, gotcha.
And you got nothing to hit. The kamikazes can only hit surface warships. Could not have planned it.
Fair enough. All right, well, I'm going to suck back and reload. I apologize for any inconvenience.
That's okay. We got to make sure that the rules are followed. And I don't want to see you fucking screw up.
No, because I was not aware
of
that.
I mean, I could have been a dick and said, okay, they're dead. Nope, you can't change your mind.
No, don't do that, man. Let's keep it
I don't want to be an asshole, but I don't want to fucking lose my goddamn island.
No, exactly. And I thought I had a brilliant plan.
It would have been brilliant if you dropped 1 destroyer into that fight.
I think I had it like that. Either this... Oh, no. This was up here.
What?
Sounds like,
I love this song.
Crosby Stills.
Do you like Grateful Dead?
Oh, Grateful Dead.
That's Grateful Dead.
Do you like Grateful Dead?
I like Touch of Grey. I never...
Or have you ever really listened to any of this shit?
This song's fantastic.
They fall into
the
category...
You know what's the only fucking
Cat
Dead song I know?
Yes.
If you like Cat Stevens...
Yeah, they're so different. It's not like a... When I thought Grateful Dead, I thought you...
Everybody thinks really heavy, yeah, because
of
their symbols and stuff.
They're not.
And I don't know why the whole... I don't know. I don't know what it is.
The whole concept is grateful. You are... Life life is such a tough battle. When you're dead, you're grateful. And that is their attitude. So keep things light. Love, joy, peace.
They're hippies.
Yeah.
Speaking of peace.
Same as Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. Those guys...
They have the same sound, yes.
Let's forget about peace and start warring it.
All right.
Warring up.
Okay, well, do I have the option to kind of maneuver the men elsewhere then?
If you want to do something else with those guys,
yeah,
do it.
I had 2 choices with the transport ships. The other choice...
You're intently watching me tie my shoes.
Just because I'm teaching my son how to tie his shoes.
Oh, and you're watching how other people do it.
He's 8 years old. He doesn't know how to tie his shoes. Because the schools nowadays are Velcro. Everything Velcro. Velcro, Velcro, Velcro.
No, it's like potty training. And boys take a lot longer to learn how to tie shoes than girls.
And so we were down at the gorge, and he wanted these shoes. I had to buy him new shoes. I'm like, what kind of shoes do you want? High tops. I'm like, cool. You know, I like high tops. I use some more support on the ankle. Exactly. You know, I agree with
that. Climbing on rocks? Yeah, good idea.
But he wasn't thinking the whole gorge thing anyways. We were going to I got onto the topic later. But we went to go get him shoes. I said, what kind of shoes do you want? He's high top. I'm like, okay, cool. So we go looking, and there was like three pairs of shoes that he wanted that I approved of. And one was like a basketball sneaker Shaq shoes from Walmart, or these other ones were two skate shoes, and they were like kind of colorful the way kids are wearing their shoes nowadays.
Yeah.
And they were all laced. Yeah. They were all laced. And the one shoes we seen, they were high top. They were I forget the name brand.
I made my changes.
The name of them for like the stocking and everything was Zach. And that's his name. He's
perfect.
Like, I want those shoes. I'm like, all right, let's get them. I'm like, that's cool. They were kind of ugly, but I didn't care because the name's Zach. And it was spelled with a K. That's how he spells his name. Like, I've spelled his name. So
yeah, that's unbelievable.
So I'm like, let's get them. What size, you know, size them up, size 2. They didn't have a size 2. They had a size 3 and 1. And he couldn't buy them.
So yeah, he must have been so bummed.
Went down to the gorge. He's got these Shaq shoes on. He's trying to rock around, and the shoes keep coming undone because he's going in the leaves and the brush, and the shoes pull, and it's like, okay, tie your shoes. And we're sitting there, and I'm like, dude, tie your shoes. Like, I showed him 2-3 times how to do it. He tied them twice, and then we got down to the gorge, and he just didn't want to do it. Like, so stubborn. And so I'm trying to think of an easier way to show him how to tie, right? So that's why I was watching you, because I started getting into it, and I'm like you just put your finger in, and you got the open hole, and you put it through, and he's just like, he can't do it. He's all pissed off. He's like, I just want to go down the gorge. Like, why are you showing me how to tie my shoes? He was all mad.
Yeah.
Brandy's like, maybe show him the double bunny ear. I'm like, the double bunny ear? That's
don't
tough.
Say bunny. Oh my God. He'll
that's
fucking
tough.
Hate
you. You got to make a loop and then make another loop and then try to cross a loop. Why not just swoop it around
that's
and stick it in the hole?
That's
and
like, how everybody learns at first.
I
though,
never,
double loops.
Yeah, but I never learned that.
I had a little, you know, my mom got me.
I think that was your mom's influence because I started you guys off on that. They said, don't do that. Do go to the real way.
Yeah, because you're gonna lose that. He does the one bunny ear swoop and through the hole. Everybody does that.
When I was trying to learn, my mom got this wooden thing. It was cut on a scroll saw, a shoe with holes drilled for the laces.
The
laces were through it, and that's how I practiced on that. Yeah, but other than that, I don't remember anything about learning how to tie shoes.
It's just, I don't know, like, you take it for granted, right? Like, I know how to tie.
Hey, you don't think about it.
No,
you just do it. Yeah.
So I'm trying to show him, and I'm showing him every step, right? Like, I've got my shoe up on the log, and he's got his shoe. I'm like, you make one loop. Make them small, because you need to leave space. I'm like, make them small. You wrap it around the top, you stick it under the bottom. This finger, second finger here, holds the lace as you push it through. Pull them.
Got one.
And he's just like... He can't do it. He can't get that second finger, that dexterity to hold the hole open that you push the lace.
That's frustrating. That's
so
right.
he can't do it, and he's just like, and I'm like, you want a lace?
It's frustrating, especially when you get older, I'm and like, you should know it, but you've been using Velcro. It's...
Come on!
You wanted the lace-up shoes. You should
hit.
Like, come on.
He'll learn it.
Give him time.
Ew.
Oh, it's just a pain.
It is frustrating. What?
I hit you.
Anyways, that's what
Perkins-y.
You
want.
You took it. Here's your city, my friend, Hong Kong.
Thank you, sir.
Rondell it. Take your 3 points. You have a naval base for a moment. Until Britain goes again.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be in this.
Good idea. Do that. Who's next? USA is next.
What'd you say it was? 3?
You. 3 points. Yes, that's over.
American the shot.
And that was off of Brits, yes. Jack. Ron.
Round down to 29.
This is a fucking incredible tune. It's done by a band from Amsterdam. And he uses yodel in rock and roll.
Holland. The Dutch.
There's
I love 10. That stack of Japanese infantry turning around.
Yeah, I have to.
Yeah, you'll take it too. I don't 10. Give a fuck all here.
So that gives me, this does not give me any attack. There's just 10, so that's 10, 11,
yeah.
And 3. So I have 8 ones and 6 twos.
Okay.
And 3 threes.
And I've got 2, 4, 6. I got 7 twos.
Can you take your ack-ack as a hit?
I don't have an ack-ack. That's an Manchurian.
Oh, yeah.
If I had one, though, I could. 3 hits.
Ooh, 3
you
hits.
You got 5?
so funny to watch.
I love these Anzacs. They turned out so
yeah,
fucking
awesome. Nice. Yeah, they look great. They do.
Quit patting yourself on the back, Dave.
Nope.
Hey, keep it up. Hey, go like this. Toot, toot.
Okay, what have I got? I got 2-2s left in the zone. He's coming in heavy, which means less pressure on the Russians, and you can fucking come back.
See, this is where I wish to retreat some or all of my units.
Well, retreat all. Because you cannot retreat some.
Yeah, that's stupid.
You're stupid.
Okay, I get 4-1.
It is you who are the one that is stupid.
Stupid's day.
Junk.
Good. Junk with the 2s and 3s now, if you would.
6-2.
Good man.
Ha ha. That's all I needed.
Yep, I got 2 guys. I got an American and an Anzac. Beautiful.
That's fucking
nothing.
I'd get that fucking American flag out of there. Oh, I don't even need to label it.
America down 3.
Thank you, sir.
Well, I would depend on too high. They need to be knocked out.
And sucked off?
No, not sucked.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen who happen to be listening, and who even care and hang in there with us,
has been liberated by
the
Japanese.
We love all you guys.
Okay, where the fuck are you?
Here we go. We have one of the biggest battles of the Hooge.
I don't know. I'm really afraid to
throw
the garbage.
I do have...
And I dumped the garbage cans.
Do you got destroyers?
I have destroyers, yes.
My subs are just simply 2s then. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 2s.
5 2s.
Nice.
Nice.
This is the big fight. In the Sea of Japan, four more threes. And now you have 7 4s. Oh, do you got 8 4s.
Oh my god.
Battleship.
No, still. Oh,
battleships
are 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
These are
5, 4s,
and these
7,
4 matched up tacks are 4s.
That was the plan. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Holy fuck.
I missed 2. So that's 6 out of 8.
Holy fuck.
Holy Jesus.
See ya. Okay. See ya.
Now, what do I got? That's a lot of hits.
You got a lot of 2s.
One, two, three.
Yeah, I'm going to take my shit kickers.
4, 5 2s.
Yeah, you got lots of stuff. Your 2s can hit. You might get 2 of those out of 5. You'll be doing damage really quick.
3s. I have 1, 2, 3. 4, 5 3s.
5 3s. You should get 3.
Shut up. Stop talking.
Fuck, yeah!
It's one less than everything
like,
he says.
He says like reverse psychology.
He is. And I got 1, 2.
He's done it since I first started playing.
The second round we first played together. Fuck off.
You should get 2.
Oh, you only got 1.
Oh.
And I got
what are you rolling
fours.
Now?
I got 4 4s.
Oh, you should get all
two
of them except
and 2
one.
Fighters.
Just don't even.
All of them except 1.
All of them.
I got all of them, you prick.
Oh, you prick.
Backfired that time. 2, 4, 6, 7 hits. How many do you get?
I got 7.
Yeah, right. You
got fucking. I got 7 plus. I got 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 hits.
1.
What the hell?
Holage, molage. Take them all off, Dave. You don't even have 11 units there.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Okay, I got lots of units left.
He's got lots of planes. If you're dipping into planes.
Yeah, it's alright.
Dipping into planes.
No, you didn't take off everything that you were supposed to. You had 7 units sitting
7
here?
Hits, dude.
You had 7 units sitting here?
Yes. He had subs.
No, I had 5.
Subs and destroyers.
2 subs.
Like crazy.
3 destroyers, and I took off 2 cruisers.
What the? Oh, the cruiser's up there, yeah.
11 to 7. Okay, what do you got going on here?
I got
you
one,
still got
two,
all your planes.
3, 4, 5, 6
He's not
3s.
Until all this shit's dead. The only thing I can hope for is to get into his planes, which I will. He's only got 1 battleship
left
for Navy. Ooh.
Yeah, but what are you going to get into?
Well, see, if he takes all his Navy off, then 6. My subs are pointless.
Mm-hmm.
All
right. Mm-hmm.
And one, two, convoy three, disrupt. Four, I can five, hit up to 11 six.
Points there.
This is to eliminate the rest of you. All of them.
You need four hits.
I got 8, 9, 10, 11 hits again.
Okay, I got...
After losing 7 units, you hit 11 again?
Unbelievable.
It's got to die off soon.
Well, it's all those planes.
When this big battle hits over,
now those planes can really start fucking wreaking havoc on the continent. Oh, we're fucked now. Okay, I'm gonna roll. I got a 3 and 4 4s. Great.
Oh, it's so scared the bullet was ricocheting. Yeah,
3.
You gotta do some damage now.
Give me back.
Take out a couple planes.
4 4s.
Fuck me. Only 2.
All right, take out 1.
I'm getting a plane, maybe 2, if he keeps the battleship on the board.
So all my shit's dead.
22 units!
Well, 22 hits in 2 rounds. That's fucking phenomenal.
That's pretty good, dude.
How many did you get of me?
Pawn back, I got 2 hits.
But we did good, we got rid of the Japanese Navy.
You did amazing. Once the dust settle, we'll see what's going on.
Ass Cape is trending on Twitter.
Escape. What the hell is an escape?
I don't fucking know.
Escape.
No.
Escape.
A-S-S-C-A-P-E.
Right, but the play on the word might be escape.
Possible.
Right?
You didn't go for the Burma Road.
No.
Sweet six. Mm-hmm. That's 2 extra Chinamen on the board. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe an artillery.
I have other plans.
Son of a whore. You are the son of a whore.
No.
Sorry to talk about your grandmother like that, Isaac.
Yeah. He just leapfrogged over me. My mom's fucked, but your grandmother's okay.
She's all right, but his mom's a...
that's Larry.
Okay, state's turn.
Did you roll your development dice for Japan? A couple hours ago?
Yeah.
The beginning of your turn?
I did.
Cocksucker.
Okay, we've got 2 developments. Who's rolling them? You want to roll them?
Whoers are rolling them.
You go ahead and roll them. I don't roll 6s, dude.
I definitely have. He fucking gives it to his own teammate.
Here you go, asshole. You roll 6s all the time. Field Marshal Games tweets, Murphy's Law of Combat 44, fortify your front. You'll get your rear shot up.
2 versus 2, United States.
Let us lay out our money.
Ready? Do we want to, we can't buy anything, right? Like as far as another.
If you want to, we can try to figure out.
I don't think we need to. You need to spend money.
If we can buy another dice.
All I'm asking for is some transport system, something to put on. I need, I have 1 empty transport right now, so fill that transport and give me another transport filled.
Okay, roll your developments.
Hey, where's NS Wales?
New South Wales. It's the capital of Anzac.
Yeah, that's fucked.
Missed.
Okay. What do you want over there? I'll let you buy what you want, and then I'll just buy stuff with the rest.
Oogie, you got
that's a nice box. Nice box.
That's right from
Sumatra, Joe.
That's right from Amsterdam.
Right from
Sumatra.
Sumatra's here. Yeah, you don't have any of the Dutchies.
No, you've
you
got
know what? I get nothing.
No, you've got the U.S., China, and U.K. You've got a break right now, so you can...
No, I'm taking a piss, and then I'll roll. I got to collect. What am I collecting? I am at $40 million.
Like I said, transport.
Outstanding.
Pick out what you want. Give me whatever's left over. Cause
transport and an imp. Or it's right now I need an infinite art.
Okay.
Infinite art, $7 plus
I'm
transport.
I'm past the fucking seal. I gotta go.
7.
I peed a little in my pants.
Oh, 10, almost. 14.
Oh my god.
21. 21 is all I need.
That's it?
Yeah. Well, you
we should have bought more
rebuild.
Dice.
You gotta rebuild. No, you need to rebuild. Don't be silly. 21 is an art and an inf, an art and an inf.
See, now I'm rebuilding against a severely crippled Japanese Navy.
Yeah, well, you know what? You still have to rebuild power. Maybe, you know, he's not going to keep up with our
We'll get another battleship. Maybe I should get
aircraft carrier. An infinite transport.
Loaded aircraft carrier.
Actually, maybe I should take a destroyer in case this destroyer dies, because I'm going after 16. This. I can go after this right now. Everybody's at war with everybody.
Yeah. Yes, you can hit those guys now.
I think I will take one more destroyer then, if I can take $8. Eight or seven? Eight, right? Where's this? What does it say? Destroyer is eight or seven?
Destroyer is eight.
Okay,
so I'm gonna buy the USS Babe Ruth. I don't think we need to get any troops over there anymore. We can just harass his navy.
Well, there's Air Force too, right?
Yeah, but the, you know, ground troops aren't gonna help against that.
Yeah, I'm going to Denmark. I'm gonna take that, and then all this. Plus this, this, and this is all coming in on this.
And Britain can come in and hit that.
I've got 11 units. Yeah, I've got 11 hits. He's got 10 hits.
And you can even come in too.
He has no plane to scramble. He has one plane to scramble.
What are you going to do with your transports?
Where?
Bridge.
That's your problem here.
Because if he, either he's going to scramble or he's not.
I've only got one combat movement over here for America, and I'll do that when I get back.
Dog, Friday night. I worked Friday, so when I came home, it was early Saturday morning, right? Mm-hmm. So I came home, I had bought myself 6 dab. Got home about 4:30, I guess, in the morning, right? Mm-hmm. Got home about 4:30 in the morning. Came home, tried to be all quiet, because Wendy was sleeping, and she had to work the next day. I put the fucking earphones on, sat at the computer, cracked my beer, burned a nice one, and I YouTubed. I YouTubed. You have to sit and listen to this. Bastille Day.
Yes.
And Anthem. I YouTubed these with lyrics.
With lyrics is awesome.
You know what? It was one of the best times I've ever sat and got drunk all by myself. I wanted to sing out loud, but, you know, Wendy's sleeping on the other side of the wall in the bedroom. It was phenomenal. It was fucking... You know what? Old Rush. I can't stand new Rush. I really don't like all that. I don't like that. I just like the old... It's just... Oh, my God. So, 2112, I did listen to. Anthem, I think, could be one of my most favorite Rush songs of all time.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It is such a good tune. Listened in the right mood. Loud. I mean loud. Have you ever heard the song Anthem? Yes. You know what? That whole album, 2112, such a good album. Man, I'm so glad that you guys got into my music. I say my music, but my era. Because now you got the yesterday, and you've still got today. I mean, there hasn't been much of an album really put out in the last...
Oh, look at that. Free Bombay.
I don't know.
Free Bombay?
Who's put out a fucking album?
Free Bombay. You get one dice.
Nobody. I mean, the last album I really got into was Full Moon Fever. That's pretty sad. That's fucking 1989.
That's a fucking... I gotta piss again. Fuck.
Beer's oh, you beer. Broke the seal.
Fuck, I pissed like 4 times in a year. Seriously.
Okay, ready? Right here. No.
4 ones.
No! You're going there instead of Italy?
4 ones. Hit. 2 twos.
Wait, I got
7 ones.
I got Akex.
No.
You why know, not?
Because it's in Denmark. You got Akex on there.
Oh, you prick.
7 ones.
Miss. You got cleats?
2 twos.
Oh, huh?
Miss. 2 threes?
Oh, rugby, yeah, okay. Go ahead.
You playing rugby at school?
Gotcha.
He did a couple years ago. We got him cleats.
I got all of you.
He's going to play football with a bunch of his buddies, so I expect him to come back. With
boom, cleats without fucking equipment. Not good.
One or two less eyes. Ugh. Broken bones.
He's a cool kid. I see him all over the place.
Yeah, he walks everywhere.
4 threes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
It is fucking perfect in this garage today. Oh my
god. 5.
It almost makes you want to drink a beer.
Good thinking.
Come on.
Who else wants to drink a beer?
Shit.
I do.
I would. A Gozer, please, sir.
Here you go, sir.
How many did you get me back for?
Rick. Okay, 6. Quartermaster General. Picking up empty on the battlefield.
You'll be a supply tech.
Really nice smoke, Bert.
So when that guy told you the 215s were better than the 28, was that the younger guy?
Yeah.
Tall? Yeah, he's a good guy.
Tongue piercing?
215 packs, yeah.
He actually had to dig tongue piercing. I stood there for 10 minutes. People were getting served, fucking 5-6 people went out. And I'm sitting there, well, what the fuck is going on? This guy falls asleep in the back, is he jerking off back there? What the fuck is he doing? And then the fucking big guy with the big fucking beard, big curly guy, he goes, why, you might as well come over here. And then they're like, I already purchased. He's like, what did you get? It's a 30 pack of
blood. He's back there filling the bottles with semen.
Baron Lime or whatever. And he's like, oh, okay. And then he comes back, he's like, he's digging them out from the corner. He had to go dig for the Baron Light, or the Baron Lime, probably. That's fucking awesome.
See, when she goes to the liquor store, Tanya, to get her her limes, they only have Miller Lite Lime and Bud Light Lime. And they're like fucking $13 for a six-pack.
I know.
But the Red Baron Limes are a cheap rip-off, and they're $10 for a six-pack.
Yeah, I know. They're
and
so
the Red
cheap.
Baron Limes, if you buy 24, it's $30.
Yeah.
But the fucking Bud Light Limes are ridiculously overpriced. So it's better to get them from the beer store. They don't have Red Baron Lime at the liquor store, though.
You got an ACAC where?
Right here. Coming into...
Strategic bombing?
Western Germany. Yeah.
Strategic bomb.
Into Western? Yeah. He doesn't have any fighters there to scramble and intercept?
Nope.
Okay, good. Carry on.
That's why I went to Western, not Germany.
Good. You got an ACAC there, chump. By chump, I mean...
Wait a minute.
Anus face.
You have 3 ACACs.
You cannot go even if it's adjacent?
No, it's 1 ACAC. You cannot scramble into an adjacent zone.
No, it shares the same... Okay, never
mind. No, that's intercepting.
Here we go. Got an ACAC. Miss.
You're in.
6.
6. Awesome. 6 chips of damage on the West German Major.
That's all I've got.
Yeah. Okay, I'm out of Zippo fluid. And when I say I'm out, I am out. I don't even have any in the house. So I'm going to need the use of a lighter. Mashiba.
Look at all the factories.
Well, I had nice shit down there. You might
I don't care.
Fur everywhere. Don't brush it on the floor.
None. Oh, wait.
Light the shirt on fire.
I got a 2 here against your sub. 2.
Why didn't you bring the fire into that? Oh, good shot.
Yeah, I guess I could have.
I get just a 1, don't I?
Yeah.
Yes, defense of 1.
I got a 2.
Yeah, I could have.
Grab it and throw it over here, Muggsy, please.
With the destroyers, right?
Yeah, that's okay. You killed it. It all worked out in the end.
Yes, it did.
It's all good.
That's another good tune. In the end.
In the end, yes. I'm done as the U.S.
This is the end is not a good tune.
I won't have to take a shit, too.
Won't take one of mine.
I left in Denmark.
Okay, I got this fight over here.
In Denmark. That's pretty good.
Oh, Jesus, yeah. Did he hit you at all?
What, in Denmark? Yeah. Fucking crushed me.
All right, see Japan. I got 3 sneak attack 2s.
What are you doing?
I can wipe out your whole navy without you even getting a shot back. I probably won't, but I got 3 2s.
Oh, frequency.
I got 1. 1 hit.
I suppose that hit I could take on a carrier?
You could take it on the carrier, yes.
Or destroy the battleship, right?
Yes. One or the other.
Well, I will make that decision after I roll. Or are they sneaks?
This is whiskey in a jar.
To Molly's chamber. Is this the same one that does Copperhead Row? Wait a
minute. No, this is a band from the 70s. I can't remember their name.
It's classic.
This is the version of it that Metallica did their version off of. But I can't think of the name of the band. On Garage Days Revisited, Metallica recorded Whiskey in the Jar, which is an old Irish traditional song.
That some band from the 70s.
This punk band from the 70s Skinny something.
Not
Thin Lizzy.
Get out of here. That's not a Lizzy. Punk band. Thin Lizzy?
Maybe punk, I misspoke, but this is Thin Lizzy that did this song.
That's wild, because Thin Lizzy, I think, has some Irish background, so that's probably where...
Could be.
Some background in that area.
But Whiskey in a Jar is an old Irish traditional song. And Thin Lizzy did it, and...
I love Thin Lizzy.
The Metallica did it in the early or late 90s.
Don't really care for Metallica's redos.
No,
I like their original
stuff. The Garage Days Revisited was one of their best albums. Very good. They did a Nick Cave tune, Loverman. Holy fuck, what a fucking awesome song. L is for love, baby. O is for, oh, and yes, I do.
Obviously,
V is for virtue, because I'll never hurt you. E is for even if you want me to.
Look at the shit on the blow-up boxes over here, eh? Look at it.
Yeah.
All that would have to be out there.
Uh-huh.
Capital plan.
Love. Thank you, Capman. All right.
The only thing is, you should have put more color, more thought into the colors.
I had...
Because on that side,
those are dollars
you should have this brown or red.
This is what I did.
Brown
this is
there,
the only thought
there.
That came into it.
The Irish.
The green, white, orange.
But you could have that over here.
It should be on that side because it's kind of backwards.
See, this is kind of Russian.
Green is supposed to be left.
This is Russian or Brits.
I think. Yeah, green is supposed to be on the left, white in the middle, and orange on the right. Do you know what that represents?
They call that fly and mast. Mast and staff and fly.
Whatever. Port and starboard.
You know what I mean? Like the one that's right.
No, I think don't. I never heard mast and fly.
The orange is right against the mast. As the green.
I see what you mean. Yeah, yeah.
Is on the fly.
Right. Okay. The green is supposed to be on the mast, and the orange is supposed to be on the fly. But do you know what the orange, green, and white stand, or the orange, or the green, white, and orange stands for?
Catholic.
Well, Protestant. The Protestant and the Catholic.
The green
and
is
the white
for the Catholic.
For peace. That's ironically. Right.
The green is for the Catholic. The orange is for the William of
Protestant.
Orange, the Protestant. And the white is an everlasting peace.
Supposed to be peace.
And that's what the Catholics flew, but the Brits did not like to see the Irish tricolor. And they'd fucking kick the shit out of you if you had it. The English aren't interested in peace. They're interested in empire. Not so much anymore. It's a little better now because now the IRA has gone to political tactics in the Sinn Féin party. Gerry Adams and McGuinness decided that going with the politics and law was better than the Armalite, which is more civilized and up-to-date. The IRA cannot effectively perpetuate the violence because it's just bad. Like, it's bad pup. You know, you're dead burning people. Oh. No, I fucking hit him, but he's refusing to act upon
me. What?
Take your hit. Don't pick up your dice. You got to take your hit first. Those are sneak attacks.
Oh, yeah.
Go. Now you got a two, and that's it.
Well, that's the problem, is I don't have anything to fire back, but you don't get another sneak attack, do you?
Yeah, he does.
They're all sneak attacks.
He keeps going.
Oh, you get to keep firing back?
Go until I'm dead, man.
So all I got is a two to defend with?
You have a two. Your fighters cannot fucking hit me. You have no destroyers. You foolishly took your destroyers off in the gigantic battle instead of a fighter, which you had plenty of.
No, I need fighters. I need my fighters.
Fighter costs 10, and a destroyer costs 2. And if you left the destroyer on the board that costs $2 less, you'd be looking at those fighters hitting my subs.
Well, I hate to do this, but we're going to do this.
You're going to take a hit on the aircraft carrier. Now you have a 2 and a 4.
I hate to do this. I do not want those planes grounded, but...
Well, yeah, but they can land anywhere. They can land in Korea.
Can't do anything you want to do. I got a 2, miss, and a 4, hit.
Okay.
2 sneak deck 2. I can get you next time.
That's
2 and a 4.
That's why you should always leave a destroyer in the water when there's subs in range.
Yeah, I know, but that was a big battle. I had
it was.
Maybe.
Yeah, but you got spiders, fighters to spare, and fighters are only $2 more than destroyers. So I'd have left the destroyer up, just only because the 3 subs were in Hawaii. Other than that, I would have taken the destroyer on. Tutus, gotcha. Take it off now. Something dies.
I have to take it off now.
Yep.
Four. Hit.
All right. I got a sneak attack too. Missed.
Oh my god, I got a six.
Two.
Yes, fuck. Come on. Fucking. Oh.
Two.
Yeah. Yeah.
That fucking dice yeah, away. That's a sneak attack. Oh, I don't die.
Fucking god.
Beautiful.
Transports are
dead. And the transports die too. Fucking A. Land your planes, you cunt.
Well, that is the repercussion of the big battle that I just won.
Ironically, well, this room, if
coming up.
Yeah, if you wouldn't have taken back Korea with your Navy sitting here, you would have been able to convoy raid the Americans because I owned Korea with your fleet that was left.
No,
over
but
here.
No, because this is the dominant.
Doesn't
country,
matter. No, it touches. There's a convoy zone touching Korea.
With your fleet,
you could have convoy raided the Americans in Korea. If you didn't take back Korea. It's a little hinky, but it's true. You could have.
That's a good word for it.
Still, it's it would have worked. Okay. Did you do your non-coms and your place units over there?
I haven't non-comed.
Non-com. My plane is going to non-com to here. 1, 2, 3, 4 into San Francisco Bay.
73 men sailed out.
And that's it. All the Americans are out of Russia now, so...
Do you want this plane?
You're good. What plane? Where?
Here.
Oh, no, yeah. I bought one. I'm good.
Yeah, but you're not going to be able to put it on.
Not this Send round, it. But they can't
so
do anything
this
round.
This is round this round. It's one step ahead. Give me that one next round.
Gimme.
I can give you this one.
Man on land.
You set that one
Nothing's
up over
different
there.
Now, except
for... Oh, no, I can't... Oh, yeah, that's right. This guy can land here because it's non-combat.
Yep.
Right.
That's what I mean. Build it up, man. Build it up.
I hear you. I hear you. Thank you. Good thinking. And that guy's over there. And if I need him next round and you don't, you can do the same thing over here.
All
right. Okay, I don't have any other non-combat. I don't see any more Americans that can do anything. Mm. Only the Philippine guys over here. Okay, I'm placing units now.
Before you even light it.
Yeah, pulling through it.
Did you try
it? It even
These guys
cool.
are going to come up to here just in case I need them later.
Look. Fucking flavor stick.
Yes. I got to try to get over to the States and get some backwoods.
Oh, that's what it was. Is that the only place you can buy them?
You can buy them here, but you get... Over here, they're $10. You get 5. Over there, they're... $8, you get 8.
Well, tell. Let me ask you this then.
And here is Canada, and there is the United States.
I don't really support their economy the best I can. I try to support our own.
You supported them last week, drinking the beers that I bought at the duty free.
No, we went through this road.
Which I paid duty for.
It's both benefits. Both countries benefit from that.
You live in Niagara Falls. You are a member of both the Canadian and the American
Anyways,
economy.
This is what I want to tell you.
Yes.
If you go over, or when you go over, quickly price them fucking rope lights. Because if they're cheap, I can get them $8.
A fucking dollar store here, man. Oh, they don't have rope lights.
No,
they just have regular
no,
lights.
No, we're not. I'm not buying fucking dollar store.
Listen to Rockefeller over here.
Never mind the Rockefeller. I've already looked at what they have, and they are cheap.
I'll take a look, but I don't do a lot of shopping over there. Generally, I go over the border, hit the duty-free store, and come right the fuck back.
Well, in that case, the best price I found is $15 a side. For $30, I could have them run from there.
$30? No, you
could. I could
where?
Listen.
Where?
Listen. I could have them run from Probably this corner. Depot. All the way down, you're going to have to drill a hole, go through, it's still lit up,
let's not forget
run it all the way back.
For 30?
Let's not forget.
$15 each for LED.
You need power to this.
Oh, we got power.
Well, he's got power. He can always run a cord.
Well, not until once it rains and drips on that fucking power bar, then we don't
have power anymore. Over on this back wall. And that's
no, but I got extension cords.
You will need that.
I can take that box apart and run some more 14-2 over here. and have it.
Look, you've got a cord. Well, that's not plugged
that in. You fucking insulated it and fuck.
No, no, the box is on the outside over here.
What?
See that wire? Yeah. See that wire coming down there? That's 14-2. That's not extension cord. That's 14-2 coming out of the wall. Yeah. And I could just run the 14-2 along the
The angle. You're supposed to.
I know I'm not supposed to.
Actually, at a certain height, you're okay. But
that's why I have a hatchet over there in case an inspector comes in.
Him?
Yes. Not cut the wire, cut the fucking inspector.
As long as he doesn't return.
People, do not blow me in to the electrical inspector. And if you do, don't tell him about the hatchet.
What happens if we have an electrical inspector listener? I disregard the
Well, then hopefully he does not live in the Niagara region. I mean, in
the Niagara America side?
Winnipeg, because that's where we're located. Winnipeg.
I'm sure. Welcome to Niagara Falls, Manitoba.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, considering it's so fucking flat out.
Considering Niagara is a word that the Native Americans in this area of the country.
What's with the Americans thinking that they won the War of 1812?
What's with the Canadians thinking they won?
I think they did.
Nobody thinks they won.
Well, I don't think anyone in Ohio.
The Americans definitely think they did.
Mm-mm. Anyone living in Ohio right now thinks they fucking won. Because
that's where it started.
It might have been where it started.
That's where the whole thing started.
We didn't lose any ground here. In
not, what I'm saying. Not the 1812. Okay, we're talking the revolution. True.
In 1812? No, the fuck the revolution.
1755.
No.
That's...
The revolution wasn't 1755.
For the...
1887. No, that was a Continental Congress.
1755 is when the birth of the nation and then...
What nation?
Where we live and what citizenship we are.
America.
I think that we won.
It's United States.
Because we didn't lose
anything. 1775 is when America became a nation.
1776.
1776, I'm sorry, you're right.
Yes. But from 50...
Shut the hell up!
1776.
From where we live and our citizenship, I would say that we definitely won.
We won in this area.
We wouldn't be here.
But if we'd have won the whole fucking thing, if the Brits would have won the whole thing, we'd also own Ohio and all that area.
Yes.
So from their point of view, they won what they wanted. We won what we wanted.
Yeah.
Everybody won. Canada's still a British fucking territory.
It's kind of a funny war because it lasted 1 year.
No,
it didn't. No, no,
yes.
No, I'm telling you. It ended in the Battle of New Orleans in 1816.
Oh,
yes.
New Orleans?
Yes, that was the final battle. That was where the American national anthem was written.
I've read it in a book during history. I mean, this is a long time ago when I was in school. But also, on Jeopardy, the question is...
Jeopardy is the source of all information.
What war only lasted a year? And it was the War of 1812. That's why it's called the War of 1812.
No, that was the
12,
fucking...
Because it's the only...
That was the...
It was in a year... No, I'm telling you. It's the...
I would trust Alex Trebek more than I would trust Wikipedia or Rayman.
The battle... The 1812... Couldn't have lasted for a year because they went on into 1813... And they finished fighting down the coast into 1816, but we just call it 1812 war here.
They call it the War of 1812. It's not just here.
And you know what? 1812 was part of the Napoleon Wars.
Yes, Napoleon went into Russia in 1812. 1812 to 1814.
And not only that, but France said,
okay. The Brits were fighting both the Americans and the French.
And France said, hey.
But they weren't really fighting the French. They were fighting the French with their money. They gave the money to the Russian allies.
And British castaways were found on American ships. They were killed immediately. And the Americans fought the British in a huge navy battle. And then they said, okay, you know what? No more dealing with the States. France said, UK and the States, they said to the States, look, man, you're our ally.
China.
Not UK. Right, France said that to the States. They said, we're allies. Don't trade with them. And that's where the Boston Tea Party came in. Check it out, man.
No, I know there's other history. But look, the 18... Same thing with the World War II. You're going to say, like, the Cold War fucking was part of it? No.
The what? The Cold War?
Yeah. It's not part of it.
No, the Cold
War. The War of 1812 was the War of 1812, and that's why they call it the War of 1812.
Yes, that's right.
It's known as its own war. Like,
and it was like World War II all along Niagara.
Yeah. Yeah. And it, that.
It was locally, but it was all the way into Ohio.
Okay, not just Ohio. Locally.
It went down to
like
British
marks. Like I said, Jeopardy. Jeopardy, it was a question. That's not locally.
Right, right.
No, that's not right. Locally. That's
the Brits marched all the way to fucking Washington.
No, across internationally. I don't think right. It's just here.
But the Brits here marched all the way to Washington and burned down the fucking White House in the War of 1812.
Yeah. The Brits. There was a lot that was going on then. I mean, obviously.
They burned the fucking White House to the ground.
Well, that might be part of the reason why.
You know what happened?
The War of 1812 is so nominal. Like, you know what I mean?
A woman named Molly was at the White House. And her husband was expected back to the White House. She had a table set up to feed 40 people.
To back up the story, it's Americans on the show and none of them got it. Because the Brits burnt down the White House.
That's the punchline, yeah. They don't teach that part in American school.
I just thought of that part.
Schools,
anyways, yeah. Check it out. Listen, Molly was at home. I wish I could remember her whole name.
Molly Hatchet.
Run, yeah. It wasn't Molly Hatchet. That was the offspring by the natives. They never let him come out.
Right.
Anyways.
Okay, look.
She was at the White House.
Pause for a second.
Oh, yes.
You can take these. You can mark China up 4 and Japan down 4.
Oh, look
and Japan
that.
Is, or China's done.
Anyway, so she's at the White House expecting her husband to come back, which is one of the leaders from the American forces.
Nice, good morning.
And she had a table set up to feed 40 people. The Americans were like 800 to 1,000 miles away. They weren't even in the right area. The Brits show up, take over the White House with just Molly guarding it, and there's a table set for 40. The Brits walked in and drank everything on the shelf, partied like crazy, and burned the place down when they were done. And the guy that was...
That's kind of stupid. If you would have just stood there and sat there and fucking got more reinforcements, you
probably... I know!
They fucking fools. Fucking assholes.
You can't.
Exactly. But listen to this. The Americans were fighting along... Because you ever notice how we have the south shore of the St. Lawrence?
Yes.
We're lucky to have that shit, man. If St. Lawrence was the divider...
Isn't that a lot of Native American soil?
A lot of that was Detroit area.
I got a fucking rules question for...
But yes, you're right.
Not for us.
I have a rules question for Krieghund. No, Kevin Chapman, the master of rules on Axis and Allies right now.
What is it?
Well, I just considered the fact that I have $37.
Yes.
I want to buy 4 tanks.
Yes.
That's no. Okay.
I wanted to spend, 4 tanks?
No. Okay, fuck that up. Anyway, never mind what I wanted to buy. I wanted to spend $32 and I have $5 left.
Yep.
Now, let's say him, as the other half of Britain, wants to spend... Blah, blah, blah,
that five?
And has $5 left.
I don't think he... Oh.
Now we have 2 dice. Because any development that UK gets...
Shares.
They share.
Oh.
If I have $5 left and he has $5 left, does he roll 2 dice or do I roll 1?
You don't need to call
1?
Him. I'm the enemy, so really I should make the shot on an honest level, and that's fucking fine by me. I would want to do that.
But could we
There's
buy
no
a house?
Problem. Yeah, but where would you put it? One company.
No, you can't do that.
See, the difference between the house.
You have to spend $10 with one nation to put a house in your thing.
Yeah, so this is a dicey.
And we couldn't even ask them about houses because that's not a real rule.
Be a dicey.
That's the house rule.
Is it?
Oh, I have no problem with that.
But would we have to roll them separately or roll them
well, you pick
from
them up
London?
And you roll them. If you get 2 sixes, then you
roll
have
them at the same time.
It doesn't matter. You share. So just roll them. Yeah.
That's an interesting question. I'm going to put that on the website. I think I can do it right now.
Actually. Yeah, I don't think that would even influence anything. You could do that without even talking.
Are you purchasing
about
it? As UK?
Yeah, I'm purchasing.
You could do that without even talking about it.
Purchasing as UK. Very excited.
I want to know the official rule, though, just as an aside. I mean, here...
Well,
here
the official
we'll allow
rule
it.
Was given to you by Harris years ago.
No, because the...
And that official rule
Harris
was...
years ago didn't have 2 separate UK economies.
No, I know.
Only this game does, so we'd have to ask that.
Right, but still...
6 times...
It's Andor, and you're the same team, you should be good.
Oh, by the way, you have one American tactical bomber in that fucking plastic container at my place.
Second.
Also, I put in that container a plastic bag, and inside that plastic bag was about 4 or 6 AK-AKs that belonged to you.
Okay. I have enough.
No, you're not. Remember that day we almost ran out? When we were on setup, we were using all kinds of stuff.
We had to just swap for chips.
And we had to swap for chips. Oh, okay. We said, well, the difference would be is if we tactically moved them out.
You got to fix the capitals, don't you? The German capitals.
I want to have them done by April.
We need an Anzac one and we need a French one.
I don't have those yet. The French one.
You have an Italian. We need a French and we need an Anzac one.
That's it. Yeah. No China one, no.
No, there's no China in that factories. That's it. We need an Anzac capital, and we need a...
Well, the Anzac capital...
But we don't even need an Anzac capital because we can't use it, because they can't put a major factory in their hometown.
They can't upgrade that.
You could take one of these home, one of the minor factories home.
Do it a little different.
Paint a little Anzac logo on it or something.
Well, that sucks, because the Anzac was the one that I made with the bubble, with the reflecting tape.
Make that the French one. Little piece of the Maginot line that you built up.
If anything,
never
that
got
would
attacked.
Be the Italian one.
Well, the Maginot line.
I like the Italian one so much.
But the little glass on the side, make that the French one.
All right. French doors leading into that area.
Yeah.
I could do that. So we'll go with red, white, and blue. 7, 7, 7. And I got 10 anchors to make.
It works out so perfectly.
At least I could buy another tank and hold on to the dollar.
I don't want to paint any anchors. I'm fucking tired of doing the bread.
You need to do about 5 more anchors, though. Because we're too short for setup.
Yeah, you've already said
buy
10.
Any
you
extra,
need 10 more.
No, 5 more would be good. It's not. We don't buy a lot of
Very exciting.
Naval ports.
Okay. No, if you're buying
And we are
Navy.
Too short at the time. We've got one in South Africa and one in New Zealand.
Oh my god, I need a...
The rest are
I
painted.
I need another blow-up box, basically.
Well, I'll use some over here. What do you need?
No, that's silly.
Bring it over. Switch this.
Switch the blue Brits for home. Take one of the Ireland ones. You coming into purple? Don't touch my guys. Are you fucking touching my guys?
I'll make room with your guys then, dick.
I do not need to make room.
Why do you have a blow-up box with 3 fighters? Oh, okay. Because it's
Formosa.
You can't fucking land 3 fighters there. Okay, Brits over here.
Yeah, I didn't know what to do with that. I figured I'd grab the brown.
I see what you meant there, Muzzy, with the sub.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, wait a minute. There was convoys disrupted.
For who? For who?
No, that was
Japan?
That was afterwards. I just did that after Japan.
This right here?
Never mind. We're all right.
Japan wasn't
we're
disrupting.
We're not.
Anything.
I have two... I have one convoy disrupted over there, and that's on the UK's turn.
Yeah, at the end of this round, if it's not dead, it'll
exactly.
Disrupt.
And Russian one, what's that doing?
Nothing, because that's Allies territory.
Are you coming in, buddy? Oh, you're going to kick me ass, lad, and I'm going to...
Oh, I got a sub in there.
Oh, the fucking sevens.
With no fucking destroyer, have you?
Yeah.
Love, 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 love.
This is only 114 here, by the way.
This round.
So I took over Denmark with the States in their last turn, and that frees me up as the UK.
That's right. You can come through into the Baltic Sea.
Into the Baltic Sea and take on
the
German
Navy
which has been sitting so large for so long.
That's the fucking
and it's about
Bismarck.
Guys.
Well, a little late in the game with Bismarck.
But
that's not
the 11 hits. He's got 10 hits. And he's on defense. I'm on the offense.
Make that up, right?
No. That's my point.
Muggsy's yes, gonna have to do that. Move Jack up.
I'll get that.
We fucked up.
Well, that's Ron going up.
Yes, it is Ron going up, but it's on this side, so it's Jack that's actually going up.
Yeah, but you gotta be able to.
No. Anything on this side of the board goes to the European economy.
Yeah, once it crosses.
This is
so
the
this
only
should
thing
now
on
be
this
a Jack.
Side.
Once you cross this.
Oh, so I should be up 2.
This guy should
Four.
Be a jack.
Can I take $8?
Dave, do you hear me looking at you? This guy should be a jack. He should be one of these
bucks.
Other bases.
Great. I'm going to put these back. Put
Or not a jack. Yeah, a jack instead of
jack
a run.
Jack there, and that's your...
Should I have... you know what? You spent
should
it over
have
there.
Your money.
Just going to have to leave it alone.
Yeah, we fucked up. That's a fuck up. What we just did was realize that the Persian Gulf area, the oil territories, belonged were to being Jack. Collected by UK Ron, the Pacific side, where it should have been UK Jack, the Atlantic side.
They went from Pacific sector to
so the move Eastern me down sector. 4 and move you up 4.
Or Atlantic sector.
Actually, make it do the 4.
Oh!
Yeah. Oh no!
Well, that's not my guy. Okay. I don't care if you lose
move
a man.
Jack up 4. Oh, one, two. Now move Jack up one more, and move Italy down one. Fuck, that changes everything.
Yeah, but it only really, I haven't been hurt by it.
It's been a couple of rounds, though.
That I've You've been okay that with it, yeah, but yeah. Game's under protest if I was the Axis.
Oh, luckily you're not. luckily he can't hear us on the other side of the board, too.
Yeah. You know what? That would be stupid, whining about that.
Yeah, it would be stupid, you're right. What am I going to do with this? I can move it. Look at it, I can move stuff.
Yeah, but you can't pick anything up.
You're not
just moved there.
Listen to how fast they agree with me. I need a partner, okay, people? I can take a woman partner. She better be into the game.
Be non-con.
She better have ugly tits.
No, it's not non-con.
I'm not going to leave my tank all by itself.
You're taking Kenya.
No, I'm not going to leave my tank by itself. I'll put them all here in Congo and take it next time.
Okay.
This is my son.
You're coming into Hong Kong.
That a boy.
Get our victory city.
You get a break because I only got one transport left, and I'm sure Buddy will fucking work on
it. You got two measlies?
I got two measlies.
I can take this, right?
I got two measly.
Because he went into there, and he actually should have his rondel.
I got two measensy.
Right?
He didn't go into there. No, that's a true neutral. He is not down there.
They all pop up.
All right.
He should have a rondel here, though.
That's
it. Oh, sorry.
Don't waste your time. It's going to be gone.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Actually, maybe I want to...
He's only got 4 2s against my 2 2s.
No,
that's worth 5 points to Russia there, and three every round.
All of my guys.
Not to Russia. To Russia has to take that, yeah.
Russia takes it. It's worth 3 extra plus the 2.
2, yeah, yeah. Or, yeah.
You should have did that last round, maybe.
Okay, well, I'm sitting here anyways because I don't want it to go bad here. And then
that's right. If you fucking lose that.
Stay in Norway. Don't be too rash.
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Yes, absolutely. I have
1, 2, 3, 2 2s four,
and 6 five. Fours. Oh no, my god.
No, you have 2 2s, a 3, and 5 4s.
Where's the 3?
The tack that's sitting on there across his wingspans, the whole fleet, basically.
I don't have a tack.
Sorry. Yes, you do. A tack. Not a strategic, but.
Colored the same color?
Just look at the fucking cock.
Oh, look at the fucking measurements and the. I do have attack.
Oh! Oh! Ow! Fucking cock.
You're right, I do have attack. I never noticed that. Nice Gil Morgan!
Well, I guess. I knocked you down the dice, but.
Lovely. Look, I'm recycling the napkins. It's pretty bad.
Okay, I really want to roll this fucking thing.
You want to what?
I'm not trying to rush you there, but.
Moxie's out to kill. He needs a little
time. Yeah, you can do your rolling. Okay. I
needs a little taste of blood.
Still trying to figure out what I got to do here, but you can go ahead.
I'm not coming. I think blood. You.
What are you gonna do up here, Dogenzi? Dogenzi Deutsch.
If I was to go to here, I could disrupt for still.
Yeah, the fire
Italy,
can, yeah.
But I can also pick up this guy the next round and go to pro allies.
Pick up
four more guys. Yeah.
It's got to be a warship.
No, the fighter does it.
Your warship?
Fighter will do the convoy rating.
Thank you, your warship.
And he goes next, so he would lose that because he doesn't have any fighters to kill you with. Yeah, do that.
Yes.
Isn't that amazing? An A and an O makes the whole difference. You are either a
warship,
or a worship. Yes, your warship.
You're a fucking idiot no matter how you spell it.
Well, I spell it. How about you? You are an idiot. I spell ID. IT. It.
Shut up now. All right, then, Britton, go.
I've got no attack with the cruiser, the carrier.
So farewell to Nova Scotia.
First strike, two.
Bound goes with its mountains dark and dreary.
I have got one.
Four.
Would you ever see a pearl before me?
Four threes.
Only
50%. One, three, two, quarters. Three. Oh, junk.
Junk.
Two fives.
Three hits?
Oh. I think there's a lot of ricochets.
Okay, so you're right. I do have a three, so I have two twos.
Three fours, and you only have one.
Yeah, it sucks, eh?
Two twos. Bad.
Oh, that one.
Fuck, I needed that.
Sorry, right, you can take it.
Mm-hmm. Right, one, three.
Oh, I bought a factory.
Yes.
Because now I'm in the med, no matter if I win or lose. Three, four, five, six units in the med. Or not the med, sorry, Baltic.
Five, four, should be good.
Yeah, we'll take Denmark.
Yeah. Oh, you're so lucky! Look at that! Holy fuck, full house! Sixes and twos.
What'd you get for me?
Four hits.
How many'd you get to me?
I've got three.
Take the sub, for sure.
Yeah.
Take a hit on the aircraft here.
You can't take a sub. Because it was the planes that hit you.
Nah, they can land in Norway.
No, they can't.
Take a hit on each carrier.
They can land in Norway or Denmark.
No, they can't.
Right.
Two of them have to land on here. Ooh. And two of them have to land here.
Yeah.
Well, I could take...
Take two off that will land on the aircraft.
I could take I got one.
Destroying a cruiser off?
Just
you got four hits. You took... What did you take? You took the sub so far?
Take a sub, a destroyer, and...
Hit on the battleship. That's three.
And a fighter.
A fighter, yeah, sure.
Hit on the carrier.
So I have to equal out the landing on my.
You have no landing? Come on, you land adjacent, right there.
Where, in Sweden?
You're attacking, so you can keep
Norway. Going. You can land in Norway.
If they got nowhere to land, they run out of gas.
Never mind, take your fighters. That's a good
call. Take hits next time?
How many did you hit him? Three?
Three.
Did he take hits on his battleship? You need a lot of hits on him.
He can take a lot of hits.
I would leave the fighter on it. Take the aircraft.
I took a hit on each carrier.
A hit on the carrier? Take or two hits?
Don't take any fighters off. You need your big dice.
Alright, so you're saying like this.
Take the two twos off on the aircraft carrier. One, two, three. And you need one more hit. Destroyer. Oh no, you took the hit on the battleship. Yeah. Right. One, two, three, four. Right. You need your big dice.
You gotta have a thing there.
No. His seaport is in West Germany. They can't repair.
They're just that 113
Americans.
Well, no, I would repair.
Yeah, I know. Well,
yes. After I
where are the Americans?
Came in,
sitting right here.
Ah.
That's why I left my transports there. I can go pick up, bring back, and drop off in Normandy, and stay with protection.
Norway. Yes.
What do you got? You got a whole bunch Normandy. Of fucking transports. Norway. You got nobody to move.
Ready?
Oh, wait a minute. You got tons of shibby to move.
I got a two.
Fucking Z.
4-3.
Why didn't you take the destroyer now?
Because I took a hit on the sub and two hits on the...
Sub? Aircraft carrier was two hits?
Yeah, you're right. You went with the three instead of the...
4-3s.
Three hits. Yeah.
And 3-4s. Got a hit. Two.
One.
Oh, two.
Holy. Nice.
Five hits this time. Good. That's better. That means you only get to hit
one,
two
this
time.
One, two, three, four. He's dead. Oh, no, he's not. He's got two fighters.
I got
three fighters against four hits. That's still more. It's even now.
That's
now
outstanding. You've had
even.
Yep,
now you've had an even number of hits.
How many did you get?
Five.
And it won't stay that way. Wait for him to take his shit out first before you.
Well, I'm definitely taking these two first.
Oh yeah.
Unless actually, if I took a fighter instead of a cruiser, because they're both threes, and this is more expensive.
Yeah.
So I'll go like, where's. And probably another fighter and a cruiser. And this is still paired up. That's got that, and that's got that. And these can still land here. This can go home, and this can stay in the water if it plays it.
I must break in the huge.
Soon. Two fighters off. Well, you're going to press and just fucking lose everything, right? Doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah. I've got a three and three fours. Three. Three fours.
Oh, my God.
I need two hits.
Yeah. Oh. No.
Got him.
Oh, nice.
This is a very important battle.
The German Navy is toast.
I have two fours. And I got one of you.
just won't take the battleship off.
No, because I would, otherwise I won't take one of those transports. I don't want
to. I mean, did you get any?
All of you.
The you got
fighters,
two.
The fighters will kill his transports.
Doesn't matter. Anything will kill the transports.
Anything in the fight will kill the transports.
That's true.
Keep your those nice both battle. Of those guys can land there. That's
Norway.
Good.
Yeah.
That was a good fight, Muggsy.
Because those two came from the aircraft carrier, right?
He didn't scramble his fighter.
Oh.
No, he couldn't.
I don't
he
have
doesn't
it.
Have an air base. His air base is in West Germany.
Oh, yes, the air base. Yes, I forget about that part.
He's got fuck all. He doesn't have a naval base or an air base in Germany.
That's stupid.
The air base, there should be an air base in Germany. He's probably that's set fucking up wrong. Dumb.
I think he's set up wrong.
Well, let's look at his setup card.
You think I should keep all the Air Force?
You re-roll all those fucking dice?
You think we should keep all the Air Force, eh?
Well, yeah. The other stuff is easy to replace.
But the...
You got money.
Yeah, but...
Germany. No air base. It's got a major and three ACACs, and no air base or naval base in Germany.
Yeah, I guess I can. See, I'd like to keep the offshore barrage, but I can buy it very easily. Like
I still got to do my fights over here. I'm coming in to liberate Hong Kong. I got an attack on his aircraft carrier with my sub. And if I lose, the ANZACs can come in and split the difference. ANZAC can come in with a fighter there, and three fighters. 1, 2, 3, 4. And that's non-com. Those guys in Java, they're gonna come over this way towards Africa, so you can take them over.
Where's my fucking artillery?
Cocksucker, I got some fucking damage to do.
These two transports come back.
Go ahead, do your non-com. I'm gonna attack him here. Bring him in. I got a sub on your aircraft carrier there. It's two. It's a sneak attack two.
To London to pick up.
Sneak attack two miss.
Two.
Come on, hit this.
Two. Hit.
Oh, hit it now for sure. Oh.
Miss. Okay, that's only one hit on it though.
This actually land here.
Right. Yeah, another hit. Right on.
Can I continue?
Yep.
Looking for a two hit.
You got it.
Oh, never mind. Put your dice down. You don't get to roll.
Oh yeah.
Sneak attack. You're dead. Beaut. Okay, now those fighters got to land in Guam.
Did you take out his aircraft carrier?
I did, and that means the transport dies as well.
Yep, I kind of figured that.
And now we have the Battle of Hong Kong.
Norway! I had to non-com those two to Norway.
Fighters, yeah.
Oh, look at...
Oh, yeah, you can...
And a factory's going there.
Where's your transport now?
Sitting here.
Defended by the U.S.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Which U.S. have...
He doesn't have a lot of fighters over there, does he?
I got no fighters.
Got one fighter.
All over. He's got submarines, one fighter, though.
Might have been able to scramble, but you couldn't actually scramble because...
You got
to
get a couple destroyers in the water there, Muggs.
I will.
Okay, Hong Kong there, buttfucker. I got... That's you.
Hey, hold on.
In case you're wondering which one of us was the buttfucker.
Oh, you did go that way.
Two. I got three ones and four
threes. What's that, non-combat?
Three ones. Catch once. And four never threes. Changes.
Constant thorn in my...
Four hits in Hong Kong.
Well, I got a two and a three. Hit.
Uh-huh.
Mark the board, Muggsy. Ron up three.
And I'll take my Victory City back.
Oh. Jappers up three.
Okay. Hong Kong is now back in the control of the...
Good Japan.
No disrespect when I say Jappers.
British Empire.
Absolutely love that nation.
Non-combat.
Some of the greatest people ever. Especially when they visit Niagara Falls.
Here? Syria? Oh, hang on. I can get one of these onto your aircraft carrier. 1, 2, 3.
Beautiful. You know what? This tank's going down here. I changed my mind.
A bug! Holy fuck, we're hot.
A bug. A big fucking bug. Big fucking bug with a dick this long.
Skeeters will go quick to the spiders. The spiders are hungry. Spiders are going to grab every skeeter. They'd be fucking cobwebs like crazy this year. Oh, listen to this. This is called Farkas. It's the song that leads into...
Weren't you going to bring those to Philippines?
Bombers?
April Wine tune.
He doesn't have any transport.
Could have been all right.
I think I'm going to bring them over here so they can come and help you in Africa. Huh. Maybe eventually come up through there.
Africa's looking pretty good, man. I put a tank down there.
Bad side of the moon.
These guys. Two of them are going to come up into Yunnan.
Come on in.
And these two are going to go this way.
Good. It's better than all four going one way.
Nice.
These guys came
Anyways, I'm glad they did that. Did you hear the song just before this? Muggsy?
What?
Did you hear the song just before this?
Perhaps. No.
It's called Farkas. If you ever download it on your song, it's all on your phone or whatever.
I'm not downloading shit on my
phone. Oh, yeah, your phone's in the fucking Hurt Locker. Oh,
crushed it.
Hey!
You know what's fucked up?
Come on, eh?
What?
Have a fucking heart. What are you doing?
I have a heart. It's a gigantic British heart. And it's going to fuck a Japanese in the ass.
Well, you know what? There's going to be tearing. I hope you have a med with you.
I do.
You
Her name is Tanya.
You have a med
and
with
she
you.
She will be through the door.
We don't need the med. You need the med.
Collecting for Britain, Italy. Put your cigarette down and start purchasing shit to kill other
Never
shit
mind
with.
Putting the cigarette down. That is the opposite.
Start buying shit which kills other shit. Okay. Twist my arm, I'll drink a beer. Where's John?
I think he's... Twist my gun and I'll...
He's waiting outside for the next game to start, but we don't have another map. We got the Europe map.
Here.
Oh,
I have the Europe map I drew. That's the only other map I have in the whole fucking place.
What the fuck, you been holding out on us?
This one, I drew this one off of your map. It's got fucking shit all over it.
Oh, right, that would look great under glass, man. That would come alive. We should color that up. Isaac and I played that. It was a lot of tanks.
Yeah, you know what? I think if they...
And it was fun. I mean, I kept them broke.
It was okay. The only problem with that game is if you need to break Europe up into a few more territories.
Yeah.
Because it was too easy for Germany to get right to Russia and say, fuck Britain, fuck America, just go straight for Moscow and win the game.
You have to.
If it was broken up a little more, it'd be a lot easier. That's fucking beautiful.
Yeah, I'm really hating that right now.
With no fucking...
And well, you should.
Because I've lost my whole navy, and it
I got
took
$28.
What round is this?
Five.
This is six. Round five.
Six. Yeah, five.
Five. Yes.
It took five rounds to get rid of the.
You bought
German
navy all the time. You know, every fucking round for the full four times we were not
33.
Fighting each other.
Collect your British money. I got 33, including my.
I've got 36. Five rounds to eliminate the
36
Germany
no bonus.
And
navy.
The buck.
I just got 36. One of each.
There's my money there. You get your money. Put it over there. And Italy. It's your turn.
36 sounds a lot better.
We're almost, just, I was just telling Muggsy, we're at almost 4 hours for this one episode.
So, you know what?
We need
I
to fucking
so afraid.
Speed it up a bit.
I was so afraid that you guys were coming into Italy. That I may never have to purchase infantry again.
No, you won't.
I don't think you will, ever. I didn't collect for Anzac.
Well, fuck it.
$20. Okay. I'm going to start Anzac, because Anzac has nothing to do with Italy. So I'm just going to go ahead and go for Anzac.
That's outstanding. Yeah, go ahead, because Italy is...
Germany's in the Hurt Locker?
Is just...
Your concern is Germany?
I want to take a look at it after my move. I'll know better then, because you got
Indeed.
Way too many troops and way too many things, and I got to grab all these fucking cities. It's so hard to grab these cities.
Looking too big. Look small. Look at the tanks you got on board. Norway is nothing of no fret, no... threat of you right now.
Sure it is.
Still
you got
lab
I've got two
UK,
transports.
No. Well, then there you go.
$16. Destroyer and destroyer. Yeah, same fucking thing.
I'm not ready to throw in a flag.
Just keep throwing this shit up here.
If we called it a tie, I would
why?
Fucking start.
There's no ties in war. We covered that in the last episode.
There is why? No tie.
Brands out.
Why?
To fuck with Japan.
Where?
Where? You say where now, but he will have navy here eventually.
Look at how, look at this clue you got out there. Buy one transport
I know,
at least. One
comes
transport
up here.
One transport at least.
If it comes up here, it fucking takes money away. I can take up to $11 a round if I get enough navy part
yeah.
there. He'll never collect again.
How can you advance with men? Troops that are gonna.
I don't have
do
any
something.
Troops either. That's the thing.
I know, but
many troops.
What the fuck can you do? Caroline's worth nothing. Can't put a factory.
Britain and China are going to take care of his money here. If Anzac comes up here and takes care of this money, and America comes over and makes sure they don't get fucking crazy over here.
It's just money.
Yeah. It's just money. Surprising as it is, Anzac is done before Italy.
Dave?
So you speed it up,
yes?
Man.
Could you please repeat yourself?
Anzac
for the rest of the assholes that wish to listen.
Before Italy.
Okay, now that all the assholes... What'd you say?
And I collect $20.
Well, I'm kind of on a tactical withdrawal.
To what? To death?
Yes!
I withdraw to the realm of death.
That is about it.
There we go.
The thing is, I think you don't
have... Now Zach is officially done.
Oh, look at that.
Before it has even purchased the ends.
Two and a three. Over here, I have no combat up there whatsoever 70s. At all, but I will develop.
A little noise.
Come on! I need a car!
Sticks.
Sticks? Oh, I was listening
What'd
to
you that. Do? What'd you do? Where'd you go?
He rolled his...
Development.
Development. Easy. He developed?
Nothing.
Nothing. Or as we like to call it, sweet fuck all.
Over here.
Domo regato, Mr. No Fucking Developmento. In case you didn't notice, I was being sarcastic. Homer Simpson is a fucking dolt.
Oh, he's so funny, man. With his fucking open face.
Club sandwich.
Club sandwich. Which means
I need an
you
open
just pull
face
it back a little bit and open
sandwich.
The face up. Wrist a little cocked. And he made a sandwich out of it. That's fucking hilarious. Because that's what it is. It's
no,
an open
no,
face.
No, no, no. Burns
put
was
your
calling
down,
for
you turn
an,
it, you open the
no,
face.
No. Burns was calling for an open face. I need an open faced
no.
club. A
right.
sand wedge.
No,
and
right.
he's like, open face.
No, he's in the
club
trap.
Sandwich.
No, he suggests, he wasn't calling for it, he suggested to him.
Yeah, it was a
he
shot.
Suggested to him.
Was?
Yeah, because he was in the trap.
He was an open face club.
Yeah.
A sand wedge.
Yeah.
Open face club sandwich.
He's like, use an open face club like a sand wedge. Mmm. Open face.
I know everything you say. Somebody says, I don't know. He says, oh, donuts. Don't know. Donuts is close enough. He's a great character. I've grown to like the Simpsons. They're pretty funny. Well,
the
I don't have
even
too
better.
Much.
You gotta
I
grow
a
like
combat
the,
right here.
Peter Griffin is 10 times
now.
Funnier than Homer
the
Simpson.
The political stuff they threw
yes.
in there.
Yes. And a three. Yes.
Like Family
oh,
Guy is
yes.
not a dummies comedy. It's,
where are you going?
If you roll two
it
twos,
it can be. You can get Family Guy without being smart.
Oh, I can't stand.
Yes. But you can also you can get way much,
yeah.
way
yeah.
more if you
I
fucking know what the fuck's
part.
Going on.
Got one. South Park is funny too, though.
Yes.
South Park.
How many did you get, Jack?
I love the. Never forget the fucking one episode where Jesus is supposed to fight the devil in a boxing match.
That's like the only
God
one I've seen.
God damn it, hit him, Jesus Christ.
That's the only one I've seen. Get your shit
now,
together.
As much as Family Guy is smarter than The Simpsons for comedy, South Park is even more.
Oh, it's hilarious.
They're fucking, those guys are geniuses.
Yeah, for sure.
Hans Jordan? What the fuck kind of
bullshit? I don't know. He should have went to Belgium. Congo.
Let's invade Afghanistan. That works out for everyone who's ever done it.
And that's Ron.
Whether it's the
Russians tried
or the
years.
Americans, it always works out
finally,
great for the nation
you know
that
what?
Does it.
Almost basically, without like all the dressy and fancy talk, the Russian says, we just can't make it through the mountains. They could not send tanks through the mountain. That terrain is
no,
so bad.
Osama bin Laden
you can't
armed
fight
with American
it.
RPGs and fucking...
Yeah. Like, here's the mountains, and as soon as you poke your head out to go around to the...
Boom, dead.
That's it. You cannot poke yourself up. The whole thing is a silhouette.
And Larry Harris...
The only way is to get over in masses.
Got it right with this game. It's worth nothing. Don't bother.
Nothing.
Do not go into Afghanistan.
Not only that, it's a hassle to take.
And if you take it...
Because everybody else pops up.
Then the Swiss pop up
yeah.
is fucking pro.
And they're going to give you watches, and they won't be set right. You won't know when to shoot.
You'll never see anybody going to Switzerland. Ever.
Why would they?
Except to cash a large...
There's a lot of guys that have come up with an idea of saying, let's have, instead of true neutrals across the board, have neutral blocks. Do you understand what I mean? The Iberian Peninsula, Portugal and Spain, that would be a neutral block. The Middle East would be a neutral block, where you can violate neutrality here, but not set off every fucking true neutral in the whole game. You go into Turkey, then the guys in the area, Afghanistan, Saudi Arabia, they would become pro the other guys.
Right.
But not Brazil. What the fuck does Brazil give a shit if you go into Turkey?
Yeah. No, I agree with
Have that. It set up in blocks where certain areas yeah. will set
this
up.
This block.
Here, this block. Yeah, this block, this block, block, that block. That well, block. That block is, that's just that's totally just impassable.
Yeah, that's true.
This, that. We're doing this and that again. It's the Sahara. You can't, that's not, but who the fuck in South America gives a fuck if you go into Mongolia? I mean, really.
That's true.
So, if you go into South America, yeah, the South American true neutrals will go to the other side. But Turkey don't give a shit. Right? Turkey don't give a fuck if you take over South America. But in this game, they do.
Couldn't care less.
Turkey's like, go ahead, fuck, who cares?
Hey, look at this stupid...
I get the Hagia Sophia.
It's just a line.
That's the Pripyat Marshes. You do not want to advance through the Pripyat Marshes. You fucking bogged down, take you fucking four turns.
Oh my god. By the time you dug yourself out, you'd say, fuck, the war just...
Oh, the war is over. What do you mean we resigned 4 years ago? It's like these guys they find in these islands in the Pacific, these Japanese guys that think the war is still on. Hey, buddy. What's going on? Oh, you're Mac, and I kill you. What are you talking about, man? Oh, World War II. Stare on. Fuck America. I kill you. No, we got Pop-Tarts, man. Fuck off.
No, no matter, we got Toaster Strudels.
Make the fucking Pop-Tarts. We got Twinkies and shit. We love Japan. They make all our good shit.
You know what? The movie Saving Private Ryan showed almost every single side of war. Do you remember Tom Hanks leading the group through?
I don't remember anything of that movie.
Junk. Get that out of here.
I remember the opening scene.
Before you actually...
I remember the bell tower scene.
Yeah, with the German
sniper up top.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I remember.
Enemy at the gates.
That was a good one. Enemy at the gates.
Hey, collect
before... Oh, yeah, with Jude Law.
It was fucking
worth it. And the chick from the movie.
You got any gum?
Collect before I knock you down.
Ed O'Neill was the German colonel.
You got 20.
Colonel.
Great guy.
He was fucking great.
You got 20.
He wasn't a great guy. He was a great guy.
Oh, no, I went up on it.
Great guy. This guy's 20. Calling Nazis great
no,
guys.
No, great actor. The guy that played that Ed was O'Neill. Phenomenal is what I meant. Not a great guy. did you just knock me down?
He was right.
20. Okay, gotcha. I'm up to speed. Thanks.
Is Italy done? Anzac's done. Go France and we can start a new fucking episode. Four and a half hours.
Anglo-Egypt.
I got some editing to do.
Just add alcohol.
Is France done?
Took over Anglo-Egypt.
Okay. So we're good. I'm going to save this file so we don't fucking...
What do you mean it took over Anglo-Egypt? Well,
with... You ready? All right, say goodbye to the listeners.
Chug-a-lug-a-lug, talk, eat, sleep, repeat, people.
That's our closing.
Don't forget the Axis and Allies in there, too.